Did you read the 245?
Agenda item 319.
Folks, if you could go outside. Excuse me. Folks, we're having a city council meeting. Could you please go outside for your conversation? Please proceed.
319, amend the transportation system plan and comprehensive plan to ensure that the documents remain current and to incorporate new policy language.
Commissioner Adams.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm pleased to introduce, in her last appearance before the Portland City Council, someone who has just done a great job for us on a lot of different projects. Ms. Harrison is going to walk us through, along with other colleagues, what these changes are, mostly housekeeping in nature, but you'll point out any policy issues that we should be aware of as well.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor Potter and commissioners. My name is Jean Harrison, representing the Portland Office of Transportation, and with me is Courtney Duke. Before you is the second technical update of the city's transportation system plan. The record for this project is here in council chambers and is located in the box to my right. It consists of background information and the staff report to Planning Commission, correspondence, and notices. The record is available if you or members of the public want to review it. A little background, the city's transportation system plan was first adopted in 2002 as a blueprint for transportation services and investments for the following 20 years. We did a first technical update in 2004, and that was adopted by City Council. The point of the technical updates is to gather up and consolidate into one document transportation plans and projects that have been completed in the last 2 years, including things like the Freight Master Plan, and to also update the list of transportation projects that's a major component of our TSP, as it's called. This time, in addition to the more technical amendments, corrections, and so on, we also are including some new policy language relating to green streets. This is as an outcome of phase one of the Green Streets Interbureau team efforts. This is our opportunity to start to implement Green Street policy through the transportation system plan. The changes are relatively minor and are more of a clarification and a refinement of language that we already had in the TSP. They reflect elements such as planning and redevelopment of streets, educating the community about green streets, innovative and creative financing and incentives. The public involvement process for this update is rather limited because of its technical nature. However, we did hold presentations before the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committees, the Portland Freight Committee, the Citywide Land Use Group, and also the Stormwater Advisory Committee. The Stormwater Advisory Committee reviewed and approved the changes that were being done in relation to the green streets and have included a letter in the documents before you. The Planning Commission notice was mailed to over 600 persons and groups, and notices and documents were also posted on our website. In addition to the changes approved by the Planning Commission on October 24th of last year, staff has identified a few minor changes that we would like to have you consider for inclusion as well as the Planning Commission's recommendation. Those are outlined in a memo from me, dated March 12, 2007. I think you should have that memo in front of you that was distributed earlier.
What's the date on
it? March 12th.
This one, is that?
We have copies up front. Do you need a copy?
I don't think I have it.
Is there one in the front?
Okay, thanks.
Everybody else have a copy?
Yes.
The changes in that memo are to the definition of Green Street in the report cutting and pasting it. The last line was left off, so I've included the complete definition of Green Street that we'd like you to include. On page 2, there's some amendments to Exhibit C, which are the project lists. We're asking to retain one project and delete another project based on ongoing work on the streetcar alignment from PSU to South Waterfront to be more accurate and reflect the activities that have been completed to date. And at the bottom of that page, there's a number begins a number of changes to project descriptions that are reflective of the I-5 Victory to Lombard project. We originally had some placeholder projects in the TSP, and this is a refinement of those projects, and they were identified as part of a presentation before you that you then approved through resolution last May, and those were just inadvertently left out of the document. Finally, staff recommends to City Council and asks that you adopt the ordinance in front of you with the exhibits A, B, and C, and as amended by the memorandum, and then direct staff to update the city's TSP. One other thing I'd like to mention is that in the last couple of days, we received a number of emails and calls from community members in North Portland who have asked us to include in our recommendation new alignments for the Greenway Trail between St. John's and the Steel Bridge. We are not recommending that that occur because these alignments are being discussed as part of the river plan process that's currently underway with the Bureau of Planning, and we would like to defer to that process and then incorporate what comes out of that process in the next major update of the TSP, which will begin in this coming fiscal year. Are there any questions?
Thank you, folks. Is there anybody signed up to testify?
We have three people signed up. If Claude E. Rorab, Francine Royce, and Michelle Poyoro would come up.
Okay, I'll go first. Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day out there.
We wouldn't know.
It's really nice out. Great day for a walk or a bike ride. Good afternoon. My name is Francie Royce, and I'm speaking today on behalf of an organization called NP Greenway that has the vision of completing the Willamette Greenway Trail through North Portland from the Steel Bridge to the St. John's Bridge. And and I'm it today. Other people are working. So on behalf of NP Greenway, we request that the North Portland Willamette Greenway with neighborhood connections be included in the city's transportation system plan. We believe that the trail is an essential transportation recreation route in the burgeoning North Portland community of bicyclists and walkers to connect North Portland neighborhoods to the rest of the city. It will link businesses and employment centers with the Swan Island, the University of Portland, and downtown St. John's. Our organization was formed, and I told you our vision. We've hosted events, community meetings. In our short life, we've testified in support of the University of Portland and the Zidell Zone change to remind everyone of the commitment to build the trail. We've convened government working group meetings, and we've taken elected officials on tours. We've worked to support the Metro Green Spaces bond measure with hopes for land acquisition along the North Portland Reach. We got a small grant to prepare a vision map and donated printing to get it out, and it's on our website, which is here. Our feedback in the community has been positive, with requests to include more neighborhood connections and honor the industrial heritage of a working river. Our communication director emails alerts out to about 300 supporters on our list. So the North Portland Willamette Greenway concept has been around for 20 years. It is addressed in the obviously in the original Willamette Greenway plan. There was also a feasibility study conducted in 2002, funded by Portland Parks, Metro, and the Port of Portland, and it never came to City Council for adoption. In 2004, the Swan Island Transportation Management Association, with assistance from River Renaissance, BES, and PDOT, funded the Swan Island Trail Implementation Plan. City Parks picked that up and secured funding in 2005 for a link to the future Greenway Trail on down Wad Bluff, which will provide an important neighborhood connection across the railroad tracks with a bridge.
Is that when you and I walked
up? That is, in the hail. So the St. John's Neighborhood Plan in 2004, which was adopted by resolution and ordinance by the City Council, has language that says, quote, encourage expansion of the Willamette Greenway Trail from Cathedral Park to Willamette Cove, with the eventual connections extending to the University of Portland, Swan Island, and the East Bank Esplanade. The North Beach Vision Plan references the Greenway Trail in North Portland, and the Parks Bureau's Recreational Trail Strategy of June 2006 shows an alignment along the river. So, the existing TSB bike system shows a Greenway Trail from the St. John's Bridge to Edgewater with a policy consideration for extension of the Willamette Greenway south from the current designation that ends at Edgewater, and a connecting trail onto Swan Island following a feasibility study. We believe that 2002 feasibility study is that feasibility study. It needs to be updated and adopted. So things have really changed in North Portland in the last 20 years. It's pretty obvious. If you live in the neighborhood, you walk through the neighborhood, there are many bicyclists, there's walkers, new businesses, Adidas being one. So finally, I just want to reiterate that we request that the entire North Portland Willamette Greenway Trail with the neighborhood connections be included as a policy action statement for an updated feasibility study in the current update. We realize that's asking a lot. Further, we request that the segment of Cathedral Park to Willamette Cove with a connection to Willamette Boulevard be added as a project, as a listed as a project, like the extension of the River Road, which is in the document before you. Then in the major update of the TSB...
Are you almost done? You're a minute.
Yeah, and I have one more sentence. Thank you. And then in the major update of the TSB beginning next fiscal year, the entire Willamette Greenway in North Portland can be included and broken into project segments. Thank you.
And thanks for all your work as a North Portlander, all your advocacy work. Appreciated the opportunity to spend a very wet and hailey day with you tromping around this area. And I assume you're going to comment on the same topic.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll make a few comments when you're done.
My name is Michelle Poirot. I'm here as a representative of the Bicycle Transportation Alliance. I live in Southeast Portland. I'm here to express support for the inclusion of the North Portland Greenway Trail in the TSP. I understand the need to defer to the river planning process, and so while I'm sorry to not see it in the update this year, I will be much sorrier if it is not in the update next year, but I look forward to that. And I just want to touch on two points that are you didn't quite cover. One is that the Bureau of Environmental Services is spending quite a bit of money to improve the Willamette River and keep it clean and make it more accessible to people and maybe even healthy one day to touch, if not swim in. And so having a trail system in North Portland that brings people close to the river will really be a good leverage, I think, of that investment. And the second thing I'd like to point out is that North Portland is one of the few close-in affordable places for families to buy homes in Portland right now. And one way to help keep it affordable will to be to keep it accessible by alternative transportation. And one very affordable form of alternative transportation is walking and biking. So perhaps with the addition of this trail, North Portland families will be able to get by with just one car, which will make them more able to purchase a house there and work downtown. That is all. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today.
Thanks, folks. I want to thank you for both being here. And I agree that we've got to get this effort into the TSP, and the reason why it's not is really out of respect for the other process underway. And but I just wanted to share with you my legislative intent to get that process wound up in a way that we're able to include it in the next update. And what I want to make sure, maybe you could email me later, Francie, to make sure is that the update that you're requesting is being done in a way that we can meet the timeline that you talked about for the next update, the feasibility study update?
There is no feasibility study update. The river plan, this was suggested at a task force meeting for the North Portland Reach, and the staff responded that there is no funding in the river plan to do this, but that's something that could come back to the river plan main committee when it's adopted. But this is a very long process. They have loaded up many, many planning efforts within the plan process.
If you wouldn't mind giving me your perspective on, and I'll follow up with staff as well, so mm-hmm. your perspective on what would constitute a valid update.
I can.
That'd be great. Thank you. And did you want to say a few words? Or yeah. Please do.
Thank Thank you very much. My name is Ann Gardner. I'm with Schnitzer Steel, and I'm here this afternoon on behalf of the Working Waterfront Coalition. We are in support of the housekeeping and technical amendments before you on the transportation systems plan, but feel I would be remiss if I didn't also talk a little bit about the importance of the Greenway Trail. The industrial community is supportive of finding a way to complete and have a continuous trail. But as we proceed, we're finding that there are a number of challenges associated with safety and security, particularly in the working harbor. And some of those challenges are even more acute today than they were a few years ago. We're more aware of, quite frankly, the security and safety issues. And so this conversation is proceeding within the river planning process. We're participating with that rigorously, and we'll continue to do so. We do need to be mindful that there are going to be some significant challenges, and at some point in time, we're going to have to make some hard decisions. But thank you very much for the opportunity to comment today.
My understanding is, I mean, those are real live challenges. Do you, based on sort of your read of it, do you think they're workoutable? Or is it too early to tell?
Well, you know, yes, obviously there will be a solution. But I think there are some expectations that the community has. We understand those to be close to the river a good part of the way. And in some locations, the more we understand and learn, the more we know that's not going to be possible. We had a really extensive meeting out in the area of the petroleum storage facilities, walked the city planners through some of the issues. I mean, there's cameras 24/7 down there. If someone comes into the area that's not and not supposed to be there, they call 911. And so you don't necessarily invite folks to be in that part of town, even though that's maybe where we had an aspiration to be. Similarly, there's a huge issue putting the Greenway Trail right next to the railroad rights of way. And those railroad lines are becoming more heavily used. And we're wanting them to be, because you need to make good use of that railroad infrastructure. But to put folks in such close proximity without careful planning, it just taking a little while, Commissioner, to work through those difficult issues.
Thank you for sort of good preview of the topic.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks. Is that it? Further discussion? Some non-emergency moves to a second reading.
Do you want to make a roll call on that amendment, the memo?
Pardon?
The memo amendment.
Okay.
It was it, I think we need it moved and seconded still, right?
No, we haven't.
Okay. I moved.
You moved it. Okay.
Second.
And sorry, who seconded?
I did.
Thank you.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Thanks. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
I want to thank Gene Harrison. This really is your last time. Thank you for all your service again. Aye.
I'm going to vote aye, of course, and also thanks, Gene. I think you've really been almost a symbol as well as the real thing in terms of what a planner and public servant can do for a city. So it's been a pleasure working with you, and I know we'll see you around walking Portland streets and enjoying this plan. Aye.
Potter.
Aye. We're adjourned until next week.
Thank you all. Commissioner. Yeah, really.
Oh, and then we have a couple of weeks of
biodiesel.
Do you want to meet earlier?
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll go upstairs and see if people are ready.
Or I can come up
and
get it done. I'll just go through a couple of things.
Are you
going to
meet with us?
I am. Good.
Yeah, you're